What is going on? Welcome back to the No So Wrestling Podcast. This is your host, and today we're going to be talking about CM Punk's triumphant wrestling return. Now, he hasn't actually, returned, it's not confirmed yet. We haven't seen him yet, but it is a pretty good chance. The rumor mill is spinning. Rampage is in Chicago literally tomorrow as I'm recording this. So it's all but confirmed at this point that Punk's going to show up. And I just want to say that I am a big CM Punk fan. As a kid, I really did like CM Punk. Well, actually, as a kid, I didn't like him because he was a bad guy. But I've grown to respect him now. Around the time of The Shield was when I was like, man, I really like this CM Punk guy. And I saw his matches on Raw with Cena. And I was like, bro, this guy can wrestle. So I'm a CM Punk fan. I've always been a CM Punk fan. I think the people that question his in-ring ability are ridiculous. He's one of the most talented wrestlers in the ring, on the microphone. He said it all in the pipe bomb. I'm just quoting him at this point. But I want to talk about the one thing with CM Punk returning that I haven't seen anybody talk about, and that people aren't recognizing when he does come back. CM Punk is going to come back, and that's going to be great, but that also means his fans are going to come back. Now, don't get me wrong. Literally, any wrestling fan is, most of the time, they're just the worst. They're petty, conniving, loud-mouthed individuals on the internet. And no, I don't say that like it excludes me. I know I am very much a part of that crowd, happily. But the thing is, I'm not a part of the toxic CM Punk cult. Now, this entire episode sprouted when I posted a comment saying that CM Punk to WWE is confirmed, just as a little gaffe, as a joke. Because Roman Reigns recently spoke about CM Punk and John Cena, and they've been posting videos about Punk. I think he might be trolling the fans, but that's a different video. Basically, I said that CM Punk to WWE is confirmed at this point, and this guy lost his mind. He just flipped out. He was like, don't cry, don't shed tears when CM Punk's on Dynamite. I bet you like Roman Reigns. I'm like, yeah, I do like Roman Reigns. I've always liked Roman Reigns, first of all. But, it just reminded me how toxic CM Punk's fans are. You literally can't say anything in their presence. I would sit down, I'd be having a nice conversation with somebody online, and they would be like, oh yeah, who's your favorite ROH wrestler? I'd be like, oh, Adam Cole, probably. And you already know the CM Punk fan, 100 miles away, would get in their car, full throttle, 120 down the highway, just to come tell me why CM Punk is an elite ROH champion, and I'm just a clown. So, they're just the worst. CM Punk fans are the absolute worst. I don't want to see them come back out of the woodworks. I really don't. Because if you even give one criticism, say CM Punk has a 7-minute match with who's a bad wrestler on the roster. If he had a 5-minute stinker of a match on AEW against Matt Cardona. And imagine people started calling him out for having a bad match, dude. Oh my god, the internet would fold in on itself and explode. You can't criticize CM Punk these days. And that's my wider issue with a lot of them. I'm just gonna say it. I sound like Jim Cornette. I don't care. It's the problem with a lot of marks today, man. That they can't take opposing opinions. I tell people all the time that Bret Hart is the greatest wrestler to ever put on shoes, breathe air. And there are people who want to fight me for having such an opinion. And when somebody comes up to me and they say, oh, I prefer Stone Cold, or I prefer The Undertaker, or I prefer The Rock or Mick Foley or something, yeah, I'm not going to fight them for it. I'm going to say, oh, that's your opinion. Okay. It's a pretty cool opinion to have. I can respectfully agree with people, unlike a lot of CM Punk's biggest fans. Never forget that this CM Punk to these guys is like a father who never came back into their lives. right? There was this love for a short period of time, for like 5 years, there was unconditional love, and then one day CM Punk took his ball, rightfully took his ball, went home, and then got fired on his wedding day. And these fans are just yearning for their wrestling father, in a sense, to return. So these guys are irrational, okay? They're dangerous. These are unhinged men. These are men with nothing to lose. And yes, I say men. These are no longer boys. Okay, you know, if a 14-year-old told you to kill yourself on the internet because you didn't like CM Punk, whilst it's not acceptable, it's something you can recover from, and it's something you're not going to take too serious. Now, a grown 20-year-old man saying the same thing on the internet, that's a little embarrassing. So I'm just warning you guys, man, if you're a wrestling fan with an opinion, don't say anything about CM Punk on the internet. You'll get doxxed. I'm calling it. They will dox you. That's how toxic these guys are. Like I said, these guys are like 20 years old now, 18 years old. I'm 17, so 17, 18 years old, 20 years old. These guys have been waiting since elementary school to see CM Punk one more time. These guys are unhinged, man. I'm just putting the warning out there. This is a PSA to any individually mined wrestling fans who want to go online and voice their opinions. If it's about CM Punk, just don't do it. Just don't do it. I know that the three trolls that live on my podcast are definitely going to email me later, since my email is free to view. So I'm sure the trolls are going to come in, you know. So I'm just warning you guys, don't do it. Anyway, that's it. This is your host signing off.